Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So look, I wasn't that excited about this Bears rookie minicamp when I woke up this morning and thinking about it. I'm like, man, it's baseball season. We got Cubs-Mets going on. There's a lot of stuff happening. There's Mother's Day. We got a new Pope. I need to look through three more pages of memes about that. We had the Barrett's Sports Media Conference in town that you and I were both at. And we can talk about that with Danny a little bit. And then in exchanges with the show, in text form, both Alex and Tanny alerted me to some of the sound that has been circulating from the new coach, Ben Johnson, and from some of the players about Ben Johnson. And I realized this weekend I've been thinking about it wrong. I've been thinking about it as a chance to, like, you know, get to know the rookies more and see how they're being used and stuff like that. And that doesn't hold a lot of attention, but really, it's to hear Ben Johnson talk specifically about players and players talk specifically about him and get to know the coach a little bit more. That part I'm finding real interest in for me.
All right, so let's give people a reminder. About a week ago, we had a most delightful conversation with Lomas Brown. He is just one of the best guests that we can get here on the station. And he told us that we were going to have an awakening when it came to the practices that Ben Johnson was going to have for the Bears.
Man, it sounded like a baby Dan Campbell listening to some of those quotes. I think the one thing, man, wait till y'all going out to training camp. Wait till you see training camp. It's going to be it's going to be totally different. That's the first thing that you guys are going to notice, how he is, how intense training camp is, the enthusiasm around it. Watch the assistant coaches. Watch how they are. That's so you're going to automatically notice that. And then again, with Ben, I'm telling you, oh my gosh, man, you're not going to appreciate it till the season starts and you get into it. But the creativity is going to be off the chain.
The creativity we'd known about, but the way Lomas talked about to you and to me about the fervor and energy and the hard nature that he expects from the training camp, because that's what he has seen Ben Johnson do with the offense and Ben learned under Dan Campbell.
So why don't we hear from the man himself? This is what Ben had to say about coaching guys up and his mentality.
Your mentality on the field and the way that you coach as a head coach working through these practices
varies. It varies based on what we're seeing. So a little bit of a counterbalance and a pendulum is things go one direction, like to try to keep things centered to a degree. So, I think you'll see a lot of different personality styles come out, not just with me, but the rest of the coaching staff as well, as we work to get to know our players a little bit better and what they need to be pushed.
Did today feel more different to you than any other day you've ever had as a coach being
the head? I've never blown the whistle to stop the play, and I got a little bit of work to do there. I can get better in that aspect, but no. Other than that, it was great. I'm surrounded by a phenomenal coaching staff. Like I said already, it was fun to watch them get the hands on these players and be able to work with them like that. So I'm very encouraged.
I want it to vary. I want the personality to vary based on what he's seeing. I don't want some one-note dude. You need, as a head coach or a baseball manager, to have different tools in your toolbox. Like, you know, you got to be able to, we used to talk about in baseball terms, like, you got to be able to tear down the post-game spread if need be. Go ahead and knock down all that stuff if you got to make your point. Like, you need to have that in you.
And if you don't, call Kenny Williams, and he will come over and he will do that for you.
But that's what we've heard about Ben, right? Is that Ben can yell at you and get on you, and Ben can give you grace, and Ben can reach you on a cerebral level if need be. Like, you got to have different components of your personality that can all come out based on the needs.
I like how he said it, that we need to learn what we need to do to push the players. And each individual player is motivated differently. So it might be kicking the ass for one guy, arm around the shoulder on another. You never know. But hopefully that's something that he develops, and that's part of this story too. We don't know what he is. And quite honestly, Ben doesn't know what he is as a head coach yet. And this will give us more of a snapshot of how that's developing overall.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, man, I think it's exciting. It's exciting to think about a guy who might be able to reach all these guys in a different way. You know what I always think about in football terms? Like, you remember the quotes about Bill Parcells that his former players used to say, is that, like, they each felt like he was speaking directly to them.
Yes.
At times when he would address the team. And he kind of kept a running tab on the different ways to motivate people, the different ways to connect to people, and he'd look them in the eye at a certain point and reach them. It's just, it's so important in a football sense to go ahead and have that ability to really motivate somebody directly.
Well, do you want to hear from the players themselves about
this?
I do. All right, this is what a bunch of the players, the rookies, Colston, Loveland, Shamar Turner, Luther Burden, and Ozzie Trapillo all said about the first day with Ben.
What are your first impressions of Ben as a coach, both in meetings but also out on the field today for the first time?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I love, like, his spirit, his energy. He's super, like, determined. He's ready to go. He's ready to take this thing to the top. And he's no nice guy. He's going to – I see him getting on butt and, you know, getting on people's butts and but fired up too, like super excited. Yeah, I'm loving how he coaches. It's early, and I'm excited to play for him.
I'm telling us he's going to show different sides of his personality. He's out on the practice field based on whatever the situation needs. Did you see any new side of Ben today?
I wouldn't say necessarily new. I mean, he's like I said, he could be super fired up. He can get on someone, and he'll be super fired up about this play, maybe a good pass or something. So he's kind of got a little bit of everything in him, but not, like I said, he's a great coach. It's only day one, but I love everything about it. He's super determined, and he's ready, like I said, take it to the top. So
what have been your first impressions of the coaching staff, Ben Johnson?
Mm-hmm. I love the coaches up here. I love their energy. I love the way they go about things. The vibe is always good here. I love everything they got going.
Is there a way that the energy from Ben showed today in practice? I mean, we were out there, it was short, could you feel his energy even?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Even in the walkthrough, as you going a little fast today, yes, sir. But that energy, I definitely felt it.
How would you describe the energy that came from Ben today in practice?
It was great energy. First day, everybody got their first day jitters out, and, everybody should feel comfortable. You know, we're going to go back, correct, stuff, and, get back ready for tomorrow.
Did you have jitters, and how did they show?
No, I didn't have no jitters. I've been ready for this, so.
What have you made of Ben Johnson's personality, both on the field, but when you come across him in the building?
Yeah, no, I think it's great. He has really good energy. I think all the guys are really excited to be here. Great energy on the practice field, a lot of excitement. It was really good today. I think the guys were excited, happy to be here, and it's really a great opportunity. So trying to make the most of it.
In reverse order, that's the new tackle, Ozzie Trapillo, the new wide receiver, Luther Burden III, the new D lineman, Shamar Turner, who likes to punch guys in the ding ding if need be. And Colston Loveland, your first round tight end.
I see him getting on butt and getting on people's butts and,
way to go, Tony. That's where I was going. 100%.
We don't kink shame here.
No. But I mean, it's just a little surprise to see it on day one. I mean, you're going to let that out, but it's like he gets on butt.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.